lot of time, what we complain is we don't have time for this, time for that, reading a book. I wish I had more time. But right now we are forced to spend time with ourselves and with our family. So right now you can choose to connect with yourself deeper inside you and also with the people around you.
Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast At the End of the Day. I am Anuj Thapa.
And I am Deepika Srastha. With the fear of the coronavirus pandemic still around us, how by doing simple activities can we keep our mind in a state of peace, and how do we de-stress?
And for this, we're going to be talking to psychiatrist Dr. Jagadamba Pandit. Dr. Pandit, welcome to our podcast. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you, Anuj and Deepika.
For our audience, Dr. Pandit, tell us about yourself.
Okay, to start with, I am a psychiatrist and I was trained in Nepal. I did my medical school in Nepal Medical College, and then I came to USA and did a residency from Virginia Commonwealth University and did a fellowship in addiction psychiatry. And then I have been practicing for last almost 8 years as an adult psychiatrist and a addiction psychiatrist. I work in a community mental health center in Virginia right now in an outpatient setting, and most of my work is involved in a telemedicine right now. I moved from Virginia to Maryland recently, and I live with my three boys, 12-year-old and 7-year-old twins, and a husband, and my parents live with me as well. I'm fortunate to have them here. And also, I recently started a YouTube channel called Oripari to make Nepali people aware, as we don't have too much educational material on mental awareness and emotional wellness in Nepal. So for them, I just started and recently have been releasing video every day for last 2 weeks now to support during this crisis.
And in a situation like today's, when we are, you know, we are constantly in the fear of the current coronavirus pandemic, and there is this constant news of the increasing number of deaths and increasing number of infections, how does our thought process work like? Are there any simple ways to de-stress and make yourself calm?
Okay. Before that, thank you for inviting me in this podcast. And I think, Anuj, it's the 100th episode.
Yeah, actually. Yes. You're right. This is going to be a 100th episode.
Thanks for coming.
Creating a podcast is a really challenge. And thank you, and keep the good work. I really appreciate you serving this community, which really needs someone to look up to, a sense of belonging. Oh, we have a Nepali who is doing this. So this is a big moral boost for them as well.
Well, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, for the audience, this is the 100th episode.
This is the 100th episode, yeah.
Yes.
We have to acknowledge that too, yes. And take credit for it. Thank you. And regarding stress, let me explain you what is happening in our brain right now. We are imagine we are in the middle of forest and we are walking smoothly, thinking everything was okay, and all of a sudden there's a tiger in front of you. How do you react? There is an adrenaline rush. You want to either fight or fly, or like either fight or kind of run away from there, and your stress hormone or cortisol is up, and there are certain parts in your brain that is like, oh, I need to save myself, kind of a, and you disregard yourself, like your basic needs, like food or sleep or other regular things that you need to do for your basic life survival. But you are only focused on surviving this or getting through this. So that's the mode we are in. So when we are in that mode, we tend to not care about how we eat, how we sleep, or what time we go to bed, not getting adequate sleep. And very uninterrupted adequate sleep is very important. And what are things you can do to boost your immune system? You have to be mindful about, yes, it is stressful and it's a human behavior and in nature that you are curious and you want to check the news every few hours or every hour and get updated or numbers about how many got infected and how many died. we focus on the negative news rather than positive. We are, even if it's a neutral, we tend to our focus mostly is on a negative, and you do realize negative information is a very powerful and it stays with you forever. And you need a three other positive news to counteract that one negative information. So right now, as I have seen, and it is more, it's very common, and it is a financially, it is a difficult for many of us as well. And not eating properly or healthy diet, we tend to lean towards more junk food, thinking without eating without even thinking, and not sleeping at night. You need at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. That's the other part is. And be able to develop a routine. Go to bed on time, wake up on time. There are certain sleep hygiene you have to do. That is a part of taking care of yourself. And some kind of physical activity that makes you tired every day. Certain activities, even 15 minutes of brisk walk or exercise or dancing or whatever works for you, or yoga or any activity. Now everyone is might think, oh, we are isolated, we can't go anywhere to, but there is music. I think it's everywhere, and you can turn on the music loud and dance for 15 to 20 minutes until you sweat. Mm-hmm. That's an easy one. And you don't feel motivated, but that is the way you improve your immune system. That's how you. And even if you are working from home, you want to maintain a routine at 8 o'clock. If your work starts, you go to work prepared for 8 o'clock, you work until 5, and you are done with the work and you do with your other activities. So maintaining a routine, taking care of yourself. And there are certain other, if you are really, there are times when you read news every morning, as soon as you see the death number, you might panic, or you feel, oh no, that's worse again, I'll be the next one. That comes to our mind. So what you can do at those moments is be realistic, ground yourself, because we tend to catastrophize and thinking worst of worst, like automatic negative thinking. That's our thought process. Is as soon as we hear news, we think of worst of worst, because that's where our brain has been tuned to. So you can ground yourself by doing deep breathing exercise, like where you can breathe from your belly. That imagine you have a balloon in your belly, and then you breathe in, rise and fall. You can practice those. Quickest one and the easiest one I have done, started doing it, is feeling your own fingers. And so that does help you to ground, bring back to the moment. Okay, I'm not at the worst. Okay, let's focus on what's next. I think, want to be stay positive. That's how the part is. Or the other part is a progressive muscle relaxation technique. What I have seen is among, and a lot of times frontliners, healthcare workers, or grocery store, or pharmacy, or anywhere where I, like the ambulance, EMT technique, any personnel, they feel like stressed out and they feel, I do not have control over this situation. Like you see, you might feel, I'm not trying to traumatize anyone either. You feel helpless at the time when you are treating someone and they die in front of you. Or there are times that you feel helpless too, or especially those moments. What I have seen is helps most like tensing any group of muscles and relaxing them, like inhaling and tensing them, and hold for a few seconds and then feel a relaxation in your arms or legs or any group of muscles. That helps. There is other technical progressive muscle relaxation that helps too. Any kind of a mindfulness activity, just focusing on your breathing helps a lot. These are the common, and drinking water. That's the other part, is not drink alcohol has been the major issue recently, as you are home all the time and there's nothing else to do, or when you feel anxious, because it numbs your feelings for a little while. And even to going to sleep, people tend to use that a lot, but alcohol makes you sedated initially, but it, as soon as it wears off from your system, it wakes you up. So it's not recommended to drink alcohol. It weakens your immune system, and it's not very healthy your immune system is like that if you get infection or something.
Right.
So there are further things, and also there is we are all at a high stress level right now. We all have that. We are a little irritable, a little like leave me alone kind of. So there is an increased risk of a domestic violence. you may have noticed that too, or a child neglect or child abuse because children are home, all of them, and being a parent and a caretaker 24/7, it is a difficult task. It is a difficult task. So you have to work together with your children as a family to come up with a plan. Okay, we'll make this routine, we'll do this, and decompress from this time to this time. And the other part is, everyone, even the spouses, are forced to stay together. There's no break from in between. There's no coworker that you could talk to or anyone. So even little things that you hadn't felt before, right now, everything is, you make it exponentially up. So that will increase fights. I think you guys relate to that.
Totally. 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 Okay, anyway.
Do this that way. Kind of that way. That's
it's really relatable. Anyway, this is just we hate each other.
Yeah, that's when you have to support each other. This will come up with a plan. Like, okay, when I think I need a break from you. Leave me. I think I need a space.
Yeah.
For myself for half an hour and go to a separate room or watch your favorite movie or something. And that's, those are the things that you can do at home because there is an increase. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Mani, one more thing I need to ask you. So during this, especially during this crisis time, like people are so much glued to their cell phone and obviously, yeah. They are normally glued to their cell phone, but during this crisis, like I have seen people always stick to social media, you know, watching Netflix and stuff like that. How important is it for the people to be detached from those gadgets so that, you know, their stress level is reduced?
The part is, yeah, the problem is we recommend is not to binge watch any movies because staying in the dark room and isolated is not good for your immune system and your health. Getting a fresh air, even a cracking the window a little bit open and getting a fresh air if you can't go outside, that is very important. Seeing a sunlight is important because it normalizes the circadian rhythm because a lot of time we watch screen until we close, we fall asleep on that, basically. That's, we want the TV to put us to sleep nowadays, or the screen too. So that is constantly watching a screen is saying, hey, it's a sunny outside all the time. So it's not time to sleep. That's how your brain is activated all the time. And the worst part is people do that in their bed, laying in the bed. Bed is just for sleep and sex, nothing else. You can't eat there, you can't do any other activities there, not watching TV, not playing there, no reading, writing, nothing. No eating. So you just want to respect having that a little bit of discipline. Okay, every 6 hours or 8 hours, I'll check the news. And if there is something new that I have to protect my family, then I'll do it. Like having that self-discipline is very important. And right now, I've seen the children, a lot of them, with a screen because you don't have to deal with them. That's the cheapest and that's the easiest babysitter they have or everyone has. But they are your children and you have to develop a connection between you and them. That's important. It's a very lot of time. What we complain is we don't have time for this, time for that, reading a book. I wish I had more time. But right now we are forced to spend time with ourselves and with our family. So right now you can choose to connect with yourself deeper inside you and also with the people around you. And yes, we can use cell phone or electronics to communicate or to connect with other friends and family who live far away or nearby or have a virtual dinner or virtual movie night or something like that. But you have to always remember what is your aim for a cell phone or electronic is. You want to connect with your family, send a message, update yourself in the news. There's some social media. There are a few things. But what is function of the cell phone is they always want you to glue to them. So there's always interesting things there. So you have to remember, are you working for a cell phone or you are work, cell phone is working for you? So having that simple point in mind, okay, if I spend 8 hours a day in a cell phone, so who am I working for? That's how, and it's not good for your health either. No. A lot of times I've noticed that children getting bored is worst thing in the world. That's what the parents feel or children feel that way. But boring situation, like if you get bored, you become creative. Mm-hmm. And you think more and you find different ways to spend time. Mm-hmm. So that's what is recommended. But again, it's individual choice. We can't tell anyone do this or do that, but we just can give the choices and they have to make the smart decisions.
Before we end the conversation, I would like to raise this this question to you, Dr. Pandit, which I believe is a very important question for all of us right now, especially at the time when we know people, we have people we knew who are losing their life to the coronavirus. So and then, you know, there is this fear of not being able to be present in the funeral or being able to be present in the last moments of their lives, not being able to be present to show your emotional support. So how do we cope with the grief of losing someone we love?
If anyone dies, then it should not go unnoticed. If you have lost anyone or if you know anyone, there should be a funeral, even the virtual, or in some ways you can support the family or send emotional support from far away too. Right now, everyone is grieving and the worst part is people are not able to even say goodbye, or they have to say through the electronics media. And during this collective loss, we have to find a strength within ourselves. That goes to back to the point is, in the first we discussed about how do we motivate ourselves to go to work every day. What good comes out of this crisis? What does this mean to me? And what is the meaning that I want to find to help others? That's what you have to focus on. And as a community, we can support each other. I like about our Nepali society and our culture is we support each other. I like the last podcast you did where people were providing food for the people who are helpless and not able to get out of the home, or for the vulnerables. That's the way we support each other. We have a very good quality as a community. We come together. I think that's the human nature. Right now, we all are in together in this situation, and we are grieving together. And we have to say, yes, we are grieving for the loss. First, you have to acknowledge that we are grieving. So that makes it easier. And it will go away. It will take time, but it will gradually resolve. And what comes out of it, that's what I want you to focus on.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Pandit, for your valuable time, and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for watching and following our podcast. Stay safe.